Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldarayan. Today we're Zechus Menachos Daf Tes. The first parak Kol Menachos. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. Dov Elias with Zechur Nishmas, Mrs. Elias's father, Rav Moshe Horn, oh, Vashalom, Rav Moshe Manas ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, Amoraim discuss Bloa Chutz L'Chomos Azor. If one mixed a Minchas flour with oil outside the Azorah, Rabbi Yochanan says it's invalid, and Rish Lakish says it's valid because the Pasuk mentions pouring the oil and placing the Lavona before mentioning Kohanim taking the Kamitza, indicating that from Kamitza and on, Kohanim are required. This teaches that pouring and mixing the oil are valid even if done by a non-Kohen. And since kahuna is not required, doing it inside the Azor is also not required. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that kevin de'asiyah saba klihu, since its mixing is performed in the klisharis, so although kahuna is not required, it still must be performed inside the Azor. Our braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. Point number two, Amoraim discuss mincha shechasra kodem kamitza, a mincha which became deficient before kamitza. Rabbi Yochanan says, yavi mitok beis v'yimalena. He should bring more flour from his house and refill it, but Rish Lakish says he cannot, and the mincha is disqualified. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan holds kamitza kavale. The kamitza establishes it as a mincha. So the disqualification derived on amud beis of mincha shechasra, a mincha which became deficient, does not apply before kamitza, and it may be refilled. Rish Lakish holds Kedusha's Kli Kavale. The sanctity of the Kli establishes it as a mincha, and it is subject to the disqualification of mincha shechasra even before the kamitza. A braisa teaches that a log shemen of a matzora, which became deficient before being poured, may be refilled, although it was already placed in the Kli Sharis. Thus, Rish Lakish is refuted. And point number three, Amoraim discuss Shiraim Shechasu ben Kamitzel Haktara, remnants of a mincha which became deficient between the kamitza and the burning of the komets. Rabbi Yochanan says, Maktir komets alehen. One still burns the komets for them, but Rish Lakish says one may not burn the komets for them. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the komets can be offered even if the shrine are destroyed, all agree this deficient komets can be offered. They argue according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that if the shrine were completely destroyed, the komets may not be offered. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yeshua agrees that Heked the Ishtayer, where some of it remains, the komets may be offered. On Amud Beis, the two drushes teach that a mincha which became deficient is invalid. They apparently prove both of Reish Lakish's opinions, teaching that a mincha which became deficient before the kamitza is pasul and cannot be refilled, and that if Shirayim became deficient after the kamitza, the komets cannot be offered. The Gemara answers that the first teaches that if the mincha became deficient before kamitza, it must be refilled, and the second teaches that if shirayim became deficient after the kamitza, then even though the komets may be offered, the shirayim are still forbidden in consumption. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Amoraim discuss Bloa Chutz L'Chomos Azara. If one mixes a minchas flour with oil outside the Azara, Rav Yochanan says it's invalid. Rish Lakish says it's valid because the Pasuk mentions pouring the oil and placing the Lavona before mentioning Kohanim taking the Kamitza, indicating that from Kamitza and on, Kohanim are required. This teaches that pouring and mixing the oil are valid even if done by a non-Kohen. And since kahuna is not required, doing it inside the Azor is also not required. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that kevin de'asiyah saba klihu, since its mixing is performed in the klisharis, so although kahuna is not required, it still must be performed inside the Azor. Our braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. Point number two, Amoraim discuss mincha shechasra kodem kamitza, a mincha which became deficient before kamitza. Rabbi Yochanan says, yavi mitok beis v'yimalena. He should bring more flour from his house and refill it, but Rish Lakish says he cannot, and the mincha is disqualified. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan holds kamitza kavale. The kamitza establishes it as a mincha. So the disqualification derived on amud beis of mincha shechasra, a mincha which became deficient, does not apply before kamitza, and it may be refilled. Rish Lakish holds Kedusha's Kli Kavale. The sanctity of the Kli establishes it as a mincha, and it is subject to the disqualification of mincha shechasra even before the kamitza. A braisa teaches that a log shemen of a matzora, which became deficient before being poured, may be refilled, although it was already placed in the Kli Sharis. Thus, Rish Lakish is refuted. And point number three, Amoraim discuss Shiraim Shechasu ben Kamitzel Haktara, remnants of a mincha which became deficient between the kamitza and the burning of the komets. Rabbi Yochanan says, Maktir komets alehen. One still burns the komets for them, but Rish Lakish says one may not burn the komets for them. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the komets can be offered even if the shrine are destroyed, all agree this deficient komets can be offered. They argue according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that if the shrine were completely destroyed, the komets may not be offered. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yeshua agrees that Heked Ishtayer, where some of it remains, the komitz may be offered. On Amud Beis, the two drushes teach that a mincha which became deficient is invalid. They apparently prove both of Reish Lakish's opinions, teaching that a mincha which became deficient before the kemitza is pasul and cannot be refilled, and that if shirayim became deficient after the kemitza, the komitz cannot be offered. The Gemara answers that the first teaches that if the mincha became deficient before kemitza, it must be refilled, and the second teaches that if shirayim became deficient after the kemitza, then even though the komitz may be offered, the shirayim are still forbidden in consumption. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tes, and our standard siman is a T or a teapot because teapot has a T sound to it, and also a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. At the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azora, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha which became deficient before kemitza. Just as they heard an announcement from inside that even a mincha whose shirayim became deficient between kemitza and haktara can be brought. Once again, slow motion. At the cake and tea stand, that must be on Daf Tes, tea. At the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who is mixing oil into a mincha, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss blala chutz l'chomos Azara. If one mixed a mincha's flour with oil outside the Azara, Rabbi Yochanan says it's invalid. Reish Lakish says it's valid because the pasuk mentions pouring the oil and placing the lavona before mentioning Kohanim taking the kemitza, indicating that Kohanim are required, and since Kohuna is not required, doing it inside the Azara is also not required. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before a kemitza, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss mincha shechasra kodem kemitza, a mincha, which became deficient before kemitza. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yavi mitoch beis of yimalena, he should bring more flour from his house and refill, but Reish Lakish says he cannot, and the mincha is disqualified. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azora, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before kemitza. Just as they heard an announcement from inside that even a mincha whose shirayim became deficient between kemitza and haktara can be brought, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss shirayim shechasu ben kemitza haktara, remnants of a mincha which became deficient between the kemitza and the burning of the komitz. Yochanan says, makdir komitz alehen, one still burns the komitz for them, but Reish Lakish says, one may not burn the komitz for them. So once again, at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azora, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha which became deficient before kemitza. Just as they heard an announcement from inside that even a mincha whose shirayim became deficient between kemitza and haktara can be brought. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach hazara. Daf hay. So the symbol for daf hay is hay or haystack. So here goes. The two kohanim on a hayride. Hayride? That must be on daf. Hey! The two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who were arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo ishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that a minchas ha-omer whose kemitza was performed shelo ishma is valid, b'shirei ha-ein ha-choim, but its remainder may not be eaten until another minchas ha-omer is brought and permits it, since the omer is brought from chadash, and the first omer did not permit chadash. So the two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who are arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer is brought shelo ishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, which reminds us, Rava says, that a minchas ha-omer whose kemitza was performed shelo ishma is kosher, and its shirayim may be eaten, and no other minchas ha-omer is required to permit it. He explains that shelo ishma intent is completely ineffective for the minchas ha-omer, because disqualifying intent is only affected by someone fit for the avoda, and only with something which is fit for the avoda, and only in a place which is fit for the avoda. The Gemara explains each phrase. So the two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who were arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo ishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, were being pulled by a treifa whose disqualification for a carbon cannot be learned out from his partner, the Baal Mum, which reminds us, a braisa darshans min ha-bakar from the cattle, hosias a treifa to exclude a treifa from being used as a carbon. The braisa asks that this should be derived from a kavach omer. Ma bal mum shmuteres lehedyot. If a blemished animal, which is permitted in consumption for a commoner, asura lagvoa, is forbidden for the Most High, meaning as a carbon, then a treifa, which is forbidden in consumption for a hedyot, should certainly be forbidden as a carbon. The Gemara will begin a long discussion on the topic. Daf Vav. So the Simur Daf Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword. Sword? That must be more in Daf Vav. The sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings three sources disqualifying trefa as a carbon and explains why each one was needed. So the swordsman that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a czar swordsman who mistakenly did kmitza and returned the bowl to a kohen to redo. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokes about returning an improperly taken kometz to the kli to repeat the kmitza. So the sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a czar swordsman who mistakenly did kmitza and returned the bowl to a kohen to redo, who told him that it would not be possible since the swordsman was already mekadesh the kmitza in a kli. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokes of Ben Beser allows returning the kometz after being mekadesh it in a kli. Daf Zayin. So the simon for Daf Zayin is Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the simon. So here goes. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps. Armed guard? That must be on Daf Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kometz to the sign of the kli without intent to be mekadesh it by shaking it so it falls in. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how to return the invalid kometz to the original kli without being mekadesh it automatically. Since returning the kometz to the hole left by the kmitza act would be mekadesh it, the Gemara explains that he places the kometz at the side of the kli and shakes it, but not for mamela, and it falls inside on its own, and it's considered as if a monkey returned the kometz, which is not mekadesh it, for even if intent is not required, a human act is required. So the obstacle training course of the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kometz to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadesh by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a kli on the ground. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman asked Avimi how to perform kmitza and how to be mekadesh the kometz, and Avimi answered each time with this kli, which was on the ground, if it would be a kli sharis. When asked if one could perform kmitza or be mekadesh the kometz with a kli on the ground, Avimi replied, I meant where a kohen lifted. However, Rav Sheshes and Rava both derive that kmitza can be performed from a kli on the ground from the fact that only four kohanim are necessary to remove the lechem apanim from the shulchan. So the obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kometz to the sign of the kli without intent to be mekadesh it by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a kli on the ground, and doing an invalid kmitza by dividing it into two kelim, all in under a minute. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses receiving the kometz, damchatas or mechatas, divided into kelim. Daf Ches. So the simon Daf Ches is challah, and we often use a baker in the simon. So here goes. The Kohen challah baker. Challah baker. That must be more on Daf Ches. The Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, which reminds us, regarding the chavitin Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is mincha made of a nisaron of flour divided in half and brought in the morning and evening. Rav Yochanan says, in a kadosh chatzayin, it cannot be sanctified in halves in separate kelim, but must be placed together into one kli. Morazer says, mitosh shekrevel of chatzayin, kadosh chatzayin. Since it's offered in halves, it can be sanctified in halves. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls organizes flour, oil, and levonas separately on the table since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas whether one can sanctify flour alone, shemen alone, or levona alone, or they must be sanctified together. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitin for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls organizes flour, oil, and levona separately on the table since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos and next to the mizrak where he had sanctified solids as well. Which reminds us, we know that mizrakos can be mekadosh solids. Rav Acha Medifti asked Ravina how a pasuk can prove that a mizrak can be mekadosh solids since this mincha is liquid since it's described as belua mixed with oil. He answered, the pasuk is only necessary for the dry elements within the mincha, meaning some particles of flour inevitably did not become mixed into the oil and remain dry. Since they too became sanctified, we see that a mizrak can be mekadosh dry solids. Alternatively, you can answer, mincha l'gabei dam ki yavish damya. A mincha, even mixed with oil, is considered solid relative to blood, which is the normal usage of the mizrak. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss placing the kometz in a kli on the ground? That's on Daf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf does the Gemara bring a machlokas about returning an improperly taken kometz to the kli to repeat the kmitza? For example, if it was initially done by a czar. That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number three. Which step they're going to according to Rabashi Rabbi Shimon validates a kamitza made with shum marcheshes, not with shum minchas marcheshes. That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number four. Which step do you discuss if shirayim of a mincha became a deficient between the kamitza and the burning of the komets, whether we then go ahead and burn the komets? That's on Daf. Tess. Good. Number five. Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokes of a chavita kohen gadol can become kadosh v'chatzayin, sanctified in halves in separate kelim? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number six. Which daf during the Rava holds that a mincha omer that was brought shul l'shma is fully kosher, and its shirayim may be eaten without bringing another omer? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number seven. Which stuff to discuss what's the status of a mincha shechaser kodem kamitza, a mincha which became deficient before kamitza? That's on daf. Tess. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we learn that if one shechs a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon pesach or ashim, which must be a lamb or ram respectively, it is fully valid? That's on daf. Gemal. Good. Number nine. Which daf do Amoraim discuss b'lal chutz l'chomas azora? If one mixes a minchas flour with oil outside the azora, whether it's valid? That's on daf. Tess. Great. And number 10. Which daf does the Gemara bring the source that a minchas chote and minchas chanoz performed shalol l'shma aren't valid? That's on daf. Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.